Is the stream on? Do we get the stream going? Steve, is the stream on? The stream on the computer. Can you, Lynn, you want to fade it so that folks can... Okay, welcome. It's good to see everybody, man. This is fantastic. We have had a great week of Vacation Bible School. It has been phenomenal. I have some statistics because we love statistics. We averaged 67.5 children. I'm not sure where the cutoff on that half a child was, but that's how it came out. So 68 kids every night this past week. So thanks so much for coming and being part of Vacation Bible School. That was phenomenal. I want to recognize, you'll see a bunch of folks wearing green shirts that say First Church of God on them. Aren't these the coolest t-shirts you've ever seen? I mean, they're just phenomenal. Everybody that helped got a green t-shirt or had one, and they were all going to wear them this morning. So everyone that was supposed to wear a green t-shirt, if you would just stand real quick. Everybody that helped out with Vacation Bible School, leading teams, walking around, Bible studies, cooking, putting snacks together, doing media, singing songs. Woo-ha! It was awesome. You guys are so awesome. I'm just so thankful. And I just want to say something special. There were two ladies that put this all together. Kara and Lori, and you need to stand up because we think you're just plain awesome. Everybody that's watching online, they were too chicken to come up front, and so I'm going to give them each a card and thank you so much for all the work that you put in day after day here at the church and decorating, and wow. It was just awesome. Now, one of the things we challenged the kids to do was to either bring in some money or bring in some school supplies so that we can help folks in our community that are going to need supplies for school this fall. And so we have a big barrel full of school supplies, and there was also it's not on that page. There was like $183 that were donated towards buying more school supplies. And so that's just fantastic, and that gift will keep on moving forward as we get into the fall. It's just exciting. Now, one of the things that I want to do, you can look down through your bulletin. I'm going to give a quick overview. Council meeting Tuesday night at 7:30. Softball on Tuesday evening at 6 and 7. We're doing a training for anyone who would like to learn how to run our soundboard on Thursday evening from 6 to 8. If you can be there, let me know. If you can't be there and still would like some training, let me know, and we'll set something up to make that happen. Also, remember Junior High Week at Camp Odioquia. Keep them in prayer. Yeah, both the junior hires and the camp as they're there. And looking forward to what God's going to do for them as well. Pat Meenan put together a little video for us from Vacation Bible School. And if all things work, Lynn's going to play that.
God's love never fails and it lasts forever. Our God is great, our God is great. My God is with me, yes, he's with me wherever. Our God is great, our God is great. He's an awesome God, bigger than my wildest dreams. Monuments of love, eternal. My God is strong.
That was great. As we, they're all fired up. I have a couple of prayer requests that I wanted to make you aware of. Last Sunday, we got the news that everything was cool with my mom, and it was just a blood clot that was all that was wrong. She's home. Today, I think, is her last day of being sequestered because of the COVID and all of that. She is yakking up a storm on the phone. Sorry, Mom. But it's just a really good thing, and she's doing fantastic. Thank you so much for all your prayers, and it's just terrific. We've been asked to pray for Bob Donaldson. On Tuesday, Bob is going to go into the hospital. They have to cauterize his heart to try and get it back in proper rhythm. They've tried some other things and have not been successful. And so he would greatly appreciate your prayers on Tuesday. He goes in Tuesday morning, so keep him in your prayers, Bob Donaldson. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Father and our God, we thank you for how your hand works. And Lord, for the great things that you do. It was a phenomenal and awesome Vacation Bible School this year. And Lord, we thank you for all the kids that came, for the parents that brought them, and for the various individuals that did so many different jobs to make it all happen. It was just amazing to watch. Lord, we just praise you for what you continue to do in the life of your people. And Lord, we thank you for answers to prayer. And Lord, we thank you for my mom. And that's just so awesome. Just so awesome, God. Thanks so much. And Lord, we just ask that you'd be with Bob as he's going to have this procedure Tuesday. And Lord, I know they're going to shock his heart from the inside or cauterize it. And Lord, we just ask that you'd give wisdom to the doctors that they could know exactly what to do. And Lord, not only that it would work, but Lord, that you would infuse him with your love and your energy to do the things he loves to do. And Lord, we just ask you to be with Bob. And Lord, there's so many things that are coming before us, so many things that you're providing opportunities, and so many things, and in so many ways you're drawing close to us. And we just thank you for being here. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue to work with us and just fill our hearts up to overflowing. And Lord, let others see the great work you're doing and be drawn to you, because really, God, it's all about you. So Lord, just continue to be with us and walk with us through this service today. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's take a couple of minutes. I would ask you to stand. Welcome those that are around you. You can shake hands, bump fists, bump elbows, or just smile.
If you'll take your seats, we'll begin. Welcome. To say that we've had a great time doesn't cut it. It was the greatest. And remember, these singers have only had about 30 minutes for four nights to learn a number of songs. So we're doing three this morning. Hold on to your seats. You're about to be as blessed as I am when I hear this kind of energy for God. It's a great thing. In addition to songs, we learn some powerful Bible truths, like God is in charge.
Awesome God!
And he's everywhere.
Awesome God!
Eternal love for you and
And another great truth we learned was that God's love is strong enough to save, because his love is the only one that conquered death.
I'm convinced that there is nothing, nothing that can separate me from his love. I'm convinced that there is nothing,
nothing, nothing,
nothing that can separate me from his love. How can we be sure Jesus is the cure for each and every sin sick soul?
Getting blessed. Our last song is a song of worship. We'll have you join us. I'm going to ask that you remain seated until we join you in the sanctuary, and you'll stand then, and we'll sing "How Great Is Our God."
Yeah.
Okay, you can be seated. If there's any other kids that want to come on down, I'm going to have a little moment with y'all before we dismiss you. You can come down. I promise I only bite older people. Young ones do not taste good. Okay, if you can find a place to sit on the steps or someplace and kind of hang out for just a second. Yeah, if you can sit there, that'd be awesome. All right, whoops. Good job. Okay, do you know what this is? What?
You can turn the light off and on.
No, it's magic. No, it's magic. Watch, I just take my hand and I wave it over the light switch and it turns on. It's magic. There's no wires. It's all magic. Watch, and I'll make it go back off. Watch, you just go like that. And it goes right back off. Do you think you're magic?
You're touching it.
What? I'm touching it and moving the switch? Well, of course. It's magic. That's where all the magic stuff lies, in the switch. Are you magic? Can you make it work? Yes! You're magic too! Can you make it go off? Ah! Her magic is just, she's young, and so it's not quite as fast. Yes! It's magic! Yes! Awesome! We're all magic! Now, probably some of the older children down here probably think that the reason that this is magic is because it has a battery in it and it's right inside this box. It's because they're right. It has a battery in it that makes the light up when you flip the switch. It's not magic, but I like to pretend it is because it's a lot more fun. Because I have all the power. Turn it on, turn it off. But you know, there's something within each one of us. You see, when we connect with God, like we've been talking all week at Vacation Bible School, He's with us and He protects us and He keeps us from day to day. It's kind of like having a battery inside that allows us to connect with God. See, because when we make that connection to God, when we pray, He hears us. And when we need help, He'll be there to help us in those tough times. Yeah?
I miss magic a lot,
too. And the older you get, it seems like the less magic there is. So I pretend a lot because I like it. Because when we're connected to God, He like lives inside of us, and because of that, He allows us to, well, we don't glow. Do you know anybody that glows?
No.
No. We really don't glow, but when we have God inside us, the world sees that difference, and they want to know why we are the way we are, and we can tell them about Jesus, and that's a really cool thing, and then they can know this same magic that we have. So let's bow our heads and pray. Connect with God. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can connect with You just like a light switch on and off. And Lord, You're there for us. And Lord, there are times when we need Your help, and we thank You for helping us. And there's times we need direction, and You're there to direct us. And there's times when we need Your forgiveness, and You always offer that, and we thank You for that. Lord, just help us to connect with You regularly. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, there's some programs for you folks. I haven't been run over yet, but it's close. At this time, we'll take up our offering. As soon as the aisle clears, our ushers will come forward. We'll do that. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father and our God, you've watched over us, and we've had a fantastic week. And Lord, for your provision, and Lord, the means by which we can do stuff like this is so important. And Lord, these offerings go to you and to furthering your kingdom, and we thank you that we get to be a part of that. And Lord, we just ask that your blessing will be upon each individual, each family here today. And Lord, just watch over us. We need you close. May your blessing be upon this offering. In your name we pray. Amen. Weeks like this are a lot of fun, and they also take a lot of energy. So I'm going to do a real quick poll this morning. As I was even watching some of the kids that were up here, some of them looked like they've had a week, a good week, but sometimes an exhausting week. And I don't know about you folks, but I could take a nap. Okay, so what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to talk a little bit, then I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to teach a little bit. And so we're going to do it a little different style, a little different order maybe than typical, but I think it would help me if I was sitting where you're sitting this morning. I promise not to fall asleep, so hopefully you can do the same. Now, we've been talking about the Psalms over the past 4 weeks. We've been talking Psalm 1. We learned about happiness and fruit. And then we talked about Psalms 23, about God's provision in every season. And then last week it was Psalm 78 and next generation and the obligation we have to our kids. And this week, I want to talk about a thin place. Now, it has nothing to do with dieting. I really don't need all the comments online about the pastor needs to go on a diet and all that stuff. It's a different kind of a thin place. What we're talking about, when I say a thin place, it was a Celtic term is where it was first placed or first founded. What they did is they said there's different places in the world where our reality and eternity, there's places where it's thin and some of that leaks through. They would name places like Stonehenge and in various places along those lines as places where it was thin between here and eternity. And I want to kind of build into that a little bit, because I think a lot of times we see things in the world and we go, okay, no. But yet at the same time, I think the concept is right. Now, I'm not saying we're close to heaven at Stonehenge. I'm not going there. Don't run down that road. But what I am saying is that it seems to me that there are certain places in our world where, in my experience, for me at least, that it's a thin line. I'm able to be closer to the God that I love in certain places than at other places. It's not that I'm not close at my home, when I'm on my knees or in a traffic jam or wherever I find myself, I can still connect to God. There are some places, at least for me, it seems that it's easier to do that. And that's kind of the direction that I want to go with this morning. So I'm going to ask Lynn if she would put Psalms 122 up on the screen, and I want to read that psalm for you this morning. A song of ascents. Okay, before we get into that, I want to talk why it's a song of ascents. What happened 3 times a year, the Jewish nation would walk to Jerusalem. Now, if you've ever been to Jerusalem, Jerusalem sits on a hill. And so they didn't have a Walkman. They didn't have one of those great big CD players we used to wear on our sides. They didn't have an iPod, PID, whatever that's supposed to be. They didn't have cell phones, headsets, and sound systems. They didn't have any of that stuff. And so when they would walk to Jerusalem in order to pass the time, because Facebook hadn't been invented yet, they would sing songs. And in Scripture, in the Psalms, from Psalms 120 till the end, there is this, they call them songs of ascent, because they would sing these songs as they were walking up to Jerusalem. Song of Ascent of David. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be with you. Then switch over to the verses. You see, it seems to me that it says that there was a special place of drawing close to God, that let us go to the house of the Lord. There was something special about the nation gathering together, something special about going to the house of the Lord. And for me, that's the thin spot. For me, the thin place is where people gather together to draw close to the God that loves them. God promises that he would never leave us or forsake us. And as we gather together, there's something about God's presence. And what happens when we gather together, it almost makes a thin spot between here and heaven, here and eternity, and it's easier to experience or sense the presence of God. Now, I've been in services where you just get the factor. And it's wonderful. God draws close. People sense his presence. Woo! I'm the only one. Okay. But there's just, sometimes it's like the veil is really thin. And we're, God's, it's not that God's able, but we're more perceptive. We're able to acknowledge and experience God's presence in a very special way. And this morning I want to talk about just that. Lynn, I don't know where my clicker is. We had Vacation Bible School, and it was just awesome. And so if you want to go to the next slide, because these thin places are places that are there to help us. So when I'm in trouble, I need to go to the thin place. So often when we get in trouble, we run away from the very thing that we need the most. I know when I was a kid and I got in trouble, the last people that I wanted to see was mom and dad. I didn't want to see them because I knew I was in trouble. So I would run away and I would hide. I would do anything as long as mom and dad couldn't find me, because I figured as soon as they found me, they would kill me. I mean, I probably deserved it, knowing some of the stories that my parents share that may or may not be true. Knowing that, I didn't want to face that. I didn't want to see that. So I would hide and run away from my parents. And it took me a long time to figure out that's the worst thing you can do. Because the longer I would hide, the longer I would stay away from my parents, the harder it was for them to find me when they found me. It wasn't a pretty sight. And it seems to me that over and over in our lives, we run away from the very thing that is best for us because we're afraid. Why do we do that? Why do we run away from God when it's exactly God that we need to have? Is he going to be mad? Oh, yeah. I feel responsible for some of the lightning storms that have been in my area in the past. I think there's been times when I've really perturbed the God that I serve, and what I deserved is not what I received. Was he happy? Oh, I mean, yeah, come on, let's be real. No, he wasn't happy. Just like my parents were never happy when I was being disobedient. But my parents loved me, and they did what was needed to bring me back into a right relationship. I mean, I hated when my dad would do this. I would do something wrong. My dad would discipline me. And then as soon as it was over for him, he would look at me and he'd say, "Now come over here." And he would want me to sit on his lap. I don't want to sit on his lap. You just yelled at me. You just tanned my hide. You just took my bike away from me. You just did something horrible along those lines. And now you want me to come over and sit on your knee? And I would stand there. But I knew if I didn't, it would be worse. And I would slowly make. I thought if you could walk slow enough, maybe God would return. And I wouldn't have to. But I'd go over and I'd sit down on his lap and he would just let me sit there. You know, and it didn't take very long. And Dad's lap was really comfy. And the next thing you know, I was snuggling in on my dad's lap. And the next thing I knew, Dad wasn't yelling at me and he was kind of fun to be around. And I knew that he loved me and maybe it would be okay if he put his arms around me, and Dad knew just when my mind hit that point. And he would just wrap me up in his love. See, all too often we run away from God when we need him the most. When he just wants to hug us and love on us, we go rigid. We're scared to death that God's going to make me a grease spot. I stand before you today many times deserving of the grease spot, and I never got it. I've done some research. Yes, I even went on the internet, and so if it's on the internet, you know that it's true. And you know what I couldn't find? I couldn't find one account of lightning striking someone and making them a grease spot. It just never happened. You see, God doesn't respond that way. God just wants to love us. He just wants us to come together. And in doing so, he wants to wrap his arms around us, love us, let us know it's okay. Does it make the bad things and the bad decisions that we've made go away? No. But he teaches us how to live with that and how to flourish in the midst of it. In life, we really need to make sure we go to the thin spot. Next slide. You see, once you've been to the thin place, then you know where it is. That sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? But I mean, the truth of the matter is, once you experience that, once you find places where that thin spot is, once you find those places where you're able to connect with God, then what we need to do is go there. For me, it's church. For me, it's the gathering together of believers. For me, it's watching 473 million children up in the front singing praises to God. I don't know what's in their hearts, but I know this. They're singing praises to God. That fires me up. All week I stood in the sound booth. Man, I could have just taken off to Mars at any moment. It was phenomenal to gather together. This is, for me, one of those thin places. This is the place where I can sense God. I say it a lot of times, but for me, this house of worship looks like an upside-down boat, and we're sailing to heaven, and I think we're going to get there one of these days. And it just seems to me that here in this place is one of those places where I can draw close to God. He's able to hear, or I'm able to hear him more readily. Another place for me is church camp, Camp Odioqua. Phenomenal place. The junior highers are down there. I've been praying for them all week. But there's something special about that place and its dedication to God. And I go down there sometimes just to be there. I don't have a thought agenda. I don't have anything on my mind. I just want to be close to God, and that's one of the thin places in my life. And I love going there. And I'd encourage you to find where's those thin places for you. As I guarantee they're there. Where are there places that you've made a connection to God and it's a special place? I think right here in the sanctuary is one of them. I'd encourage you to check it out. Number three, location matters, I think. Yes, location matters. You see, God is everywhere, so you can meet him anywhere. You can meet him in your bed. You can meet him in your living room. You can meet him in your PJs. And some people go out in public that way, and I guess that's okay. You can meet him anyway, because he's always available. I have a good friend, Tornado, who did some bad things and served some time in prison. While he was in prison, that's where he met Jesus. And now he's out of prison and he's doing some things for God as a pastor, and it's just phenomenal, some of the things that are occurring in his life, and reaching out to other inmates that are coming out and working with them. It's just fantastic. You see, that place can be anywhere, but it's that place that we feel close to God. We're located in our bodies, and so where our bodies are located makes a difference. It seems to me that when I go to a swimming pool, I feel like swimming. When I go to a lake, I want a boat, maybe a fishing pole. Yeah, that would be nice. You know, where I go to Starbucks, all of a sudden I want coffee. Okay, I want coffee all the time, but even more so at Starbucks. It seems to be the place that we go kind of helps the reason that we're there. It initiates and spurs that on. And so I think a lot of times for us as Christians, we gather together, we come to church because we want to know and draw close to the God that loves us. And so we come in expecting Jesus to show up. I'm going to tell you a secret. Please don't let anybody else know this. Jesus is already here. So when we show up, what we're really doing is telling God, I'd really like some interaction. I'd really like you to show up. And the problem is, sometimes we're watching for God to show up all around us rather than allowing him to show up in here. So often we come to church looking out here for God. And the reality is we have to open up here and allow him to come in, because that's where he shows up, within our hearts, within our lives, and begins to speak to us. But all too often we close him off and we won't let him in. God inhabits the praise of his people. Fourthly, I want to talk about together matters. If we look at the verses that we read there, Psalms 122, verse 1 says, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Not me, us. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us. There's something about a corporate dynamic. There's something about this togethering dynamic when we gather as God's people. Verse 2 says, our feet were standing within your gates. Jerusalem, built as a city, should be solid, united. Not my feet, our feet. Our feet were standing in within your gates. And where the tribes, the Lord's tribes, go up to give thanks to the name of the Lord. An ordinance for Israel, the commandment, gather together, to meet together. All too often, we want to be individuals. And I'm all for individuals. I'm all for that whole dynamic. I mean, I don't have a problem with individuality. But there's a time, and within Christianity, there is a commandment to gather together. The reason for this is when we gather together, we can begin to get to know one another. And as we get to know one another, we can be there in the rough times. You have no, well, maybe you do. But everything that happened with my mom, how cool it was that I got the phone call. Well, Lynn told me on Sunday morning, partway through the service, yeah, she's going to be fine. But the support that I received from all of you was huge, just huge. And you see, because we come together, we're there to support one another. We're there to help when life gets weird. I've got two boys. One's married, the other one's in college. And the reality is, so many times I needed input from somebody. Help! My kids have run amok again. And what do I do? Give me some ideas. And the input that Lynn and I got was just fantastic from individuals. It's just wonderful because they were there to support. Did they come up with some phenomenal new idea? Not really. Because most of the time the advice, when you boiled it down, is it said, be there for your kids. Okay, I can do that. I can be there for my kids. And the ups and the downs was willing to be there. And it made all the difference in the world. I have phenomenal children. You see, everybody needs a thin place. Everybody needs those special places where they can say, I need to draw close to God, and here is that place to do that. Because when we're able to connect with God, it is absolutely amazing what God can then do through us and with us, and sometimes even in spite of us. And when we're able to allow that to happen within our hearts and our lives, it's amazing what begins to happen. When we open up to Him, then He's able to guide and direct our path. He's able to build us up and fill us with joy, even when the rest of the world is run amok. I mean, look at the world we're in right now. Talk about running amok, not going political, just going. It's tough out there for all of us. But we gather together, we serve a God that loves us, and because of this, we support one another, and we continue to share His love with the world to make a difference. And it's so exciting. It's so cool to see what God continues to do in our midst. Do you have a thin spot? Do you have a place where, here is where I can meet God? Here's where, if I show up, God always shows up to be with me. That place that can make a difference in our hearts to give us hope for the future. Are we willing to take the time to get there, to say, I'm going to dedicate to doing this? Because when God shows up, it's the coolest thing ever. And God always shows up. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask for thin places. And what we mean by that, God, is we want those places where we can come and Lord, know that you were there. You're there, you're everywhere, we get that, but we need those special places that are dedicated in our hearts, that, Lord, you have made a difference there. And when we go there, our expectation, our focus is upon you. It's like going to the water and going swimming. We go to this place. And you are always there to meet us. We need those places. We need you to be present in our hearts and in our lives and in a special way. And we really need you to draw close. And so, Lord, we just ask for those. We ask, Lord, that you would assist us as a body of believers to be there for one another, to build each other up, and to have that joy that knows no bounds as we see the things you're doing in our midst. And Lord, we give you credit because you truly are an awesome God. And so, Lord, help us to see you for who you are and the intensity and the majesty of your love given to us, that we might continue to celebrate all that you're doing. Come and meet us here this day. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Music and singing songs for the Lord is a very thin place for me. Let's stand and sing this very thin place here. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Awesome God, He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
As we go from this place, may we truly know and understand that we have come together. We have joined one with another in worship. We have lifted His name, and we truly serve an awesome God, a God that loves us each and every day. Amen.